Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Danger Zone. Let the evacuations begin as the storm surge approaches. We all know that I'm not going to hold anything back. I say what I want, when I want, and because this is my show, no one's going to say a damn thing to me.
Honestly, folks, you know what kills me about this guy? I think it's the fact that he really doesn't care about anyone or anything besides his wife and holding the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship belt. I mean, this is about as ugly as it gets inside a WWE ring.
As I start the most exciting show the WWE has ever seen, we have the lovely Miss Candace Hoffman in the back, about to take out the trash. Oh wait, that's not the trash. My bad. That's our beloved World Heavyweight Champion, Lee Real. I'm sorry, Lee. I'm sure you can see how I would have made that mistake, wouldn't you?
Now hold on! Can you believe this guy? Where does he get off with this audacity to insult our World Heavyweight Champion like that? Oh, did he just hear that? Seriously, is my microphone on, guys?
Now, I need to drive home a point that I thought I made plain and clear last week. And this is my last warning to you, promo.
Last warning, Matt. I mean, I'm just, you know.
You called Chrissy a bitch. He's a pastor. You know, now, maybe you didn't hear me when I told you not to say a thing about my wife. You know, you are in the crowd, the fans are screaming in your ears, maybe you just didn't hear me. I'll let it slide this last time, but this is your last warning. You keep your comments to yourself, because if I ever hear you say one more negative comment about Chrissy, you will be in the ring that next week.
But I'm not a wrestler, Mr. McLean, sir. I don't want anything to do with you. Look, I just want to sit here and call the action. I love Chrissy. I like Chrissy. I mean, yeah, you know, sir. I mean, 100%. Come on. Come on.
And I will have you face to face with me. And then you can explain to both Chrissy and I why you've made your comments after being told repeatedly not to. I sure would hate for you to have an accident. That would prevent you from doing your job, promo. Now, keep your fucking mouth shut. Oh, here we go with the booing again. Take a good, hard look at me, because soon I'm going to be known as the man that breaks the world's heavyweight champion. And then takes the world title from around his waist. So get used to seeing true greatness in the ring, people.
Well, apparently instead of picking on defenseless announcers like myself, it appears Matt McLean is looking for some answers as to what happened on his last edition of the Danger Zone at our last Superstar show. As the NDW theme continues to play, here comes Mike Morrison entering the ring. And would you look at this? He's staring down Matt McLean. And Matt McLean, oh my God, he's not backing down either. As the seconds hand Mike Morrison his microphone, folks, get ready. I think this is going to be World War III.
Last time we met in this ring, I planted your ass with a chair. It's nice to see that you're able to flap your jaws again. Now let me get something straight. Did I just hear you call yourself the greatest here in the WEWA?
You're damn right I called myself the greatest here. And honestly, Mikey, I could really care less what you think of me. I've got bigger fish than you to fry. It's not my fault that you got stabbed to the core, smack dab in the middle of your big-ass forehead. Now, rumor has it, you just couldn't cut it after your little title match that you had with the purple-haired cockmuncher Spectre. So, I heard that you and Petit got into a catfight. Any truth to that?
Well, I'm not surprised that you didn't answer my question. You can talk shit about how you're the greatest when you're alone, but can't back it up when true greatness is in your presence. Yeah, I get it. But anyway, it's time to move on to more important things. You know, you keep talking about how you're going to be the one to take down Lee Real. You're going to be the one to break him. You're going to be the one to take his title. Personally, Matt, I think that's a load of shit. What have you ever done to prove that you could carry the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship? You beat Lee once? Big deal. You've never held a title, and Petit doesn't have enough faith in you to even book you in the number one contenders match. Let me give you some advice, McLean. Leave the main event spotlight to true greatness. The opening match spot is calling. I suggest that you answer it.
Oh, blow it out your ass, Mike. I made him tap out while you ran away to lick your wounds. In your very first title defense, you go out and you lose your title to Spectre. Of all people, Spectre! You come out and you claim that you're better than me and you're better than everybody else here. But yet, you win a title and then you lose it on your very first defense. Yeah, you're real worthy of the world's title. I may not have held a title here, not yet anyway, but that doesn't mean anything and you know it. I come out and say that I'm better than everyone here. But there's a reason for that. I can back it up. Now, if you've got a problem with it, maybe you should try to prove me wrong. But until you do, shut your fucking mouth. Now answer my question. Did you and Big T get into a little cat fight and he boots your ass? Or did you just take time off to lick your wounds?
Yeah, you're pretty clever, McLean, and you're right. I did lose my title to Spectre by having my damn shoe pulled off. Big deal. He didn't pin me, and he didn't prove anything to me. Now, as far as your little question goes, the reason I left is because I got planted through a burning table by two cowards. Now, you can stand there and call me a pussy. I don't care. But if you honestly think that you could come back from being put through a burning table instantly, well, you're more of a dumbass than I originally thought. Guys like you would still be in the damn hospital room bitching about the pain. I came back to kick ass and to take the one thing I've wanted since day one. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, if you want me to personally kick your ass, you just name the time and the place, asshole.
I told you once. I'm going to tell you again. Shut the fuck up about how great you think you are, Morrison. For once, why don't you prove something to me? I haven't seen you do dick, except lose, since I've come into the WEWA. All you've done is bitch, whine, and cry. Why don't you try something different? What the hell is this?
Well, as expected, Lee Riel, our World Heavyweight Champion, just couldn't sit on his hands after being cut off by Matt McLean during his interview with Candace Hoffman. And if I were Malik Johnson and Rick Righteous, I would seriously consider keeping my eyes glued to the monitor if I were in the back. My God, Lee Riel has now... Oh, no, he's backed out of the ring. He's going back up to the ramp. He doesn't want to be jumped in the ring, and that's a very smart thing for a World Heavyweight Champion to do. Uh-oh, a second is handing Lee Riel the microphone, and here we go. The World Heavyweight Champion is ready to weigh in.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry to interrupt a little love spat for you, but this is really no place for a domestic dispute. If you're having problems in the bedroom, leave them there. Nobody wants to hear about what's burning or who's the greatest. So just stop your little, I'm going to be Lee Riel. No, I'm going to be Lee Riel squabbling shit and pay attention. Because I would not stop my opponent before I was so rudely interrupted by you two little ass monkeys for this poor excuse for an interview segment. Hate to break it to you, Mikey, but Matt's right about you being a one-defense wonder. You've never held any belt past the first defense. And Matt, little Mikey is right about you not being a main event. And that will be proven tonight when we step into the ring in that tag team match.
Ah, well, look who we have here. Our beloved world champion. And here that I thought Candace took the trash out. What do you want, Riel? You gonna join Morrison in whining, crying, and bitching? You guys should form a club or something. Are you gonna stay on the ramp like the coward that you are? Or are you gonna come to the ring and be a man like we know you're not?
I'm not as stupid as you look. I'm not going to come to that ring with the two of you in there. I have eyes. I watch television. I know what'll happen. And unlike your mother, I'm tired of being double-teamed night in and night out. Last show, you and Knight doubled up on my little buddy, a man I respect greatly, La Sombra. And if I were to step into that ring with you and Morrison, you would do the exact same thing to me. So I think I'll just stay put right up here on the ramp. You will get your shot at me tonight, McLean. Now, I can't blame you for not liking to do things with the lights on, given how goddamn ugly your wife is. Just try to beat me with the lights on tonight and prove that you are more than registered little bitch boy.
Still scared that I'm going to make you tap out again, Lee? Can't say I blame you, though. I'm one tough son of a bitch. For the first time that I've been here, you're doing the smart thing. It should have been pretty clear at the last show that I'm nobody's bitch boy. I call my own shot, unlike you. Tonight will be the same as it was in our one-on-one match. The match will end with you tapping out to my breaking point. Now, if you want to talk about ugly, let's talk about the love of your life, Miss Madison. I'm sure homeless Bob is making sure she's in good hands. Yes.
Now, you know, folks, I don't think Lee Real or the fans really like that comment. I mean, Bob and Madison, they're good friends, or at least I think they are.
You just keep on believing that, little crippler. As I said to Candace before I was interrupted, you made me cap. I don't deny it, but you couldn't get the move hooked in while I could still see. And to use your own words, if you think you can, prove me wrong. As far as Madison and Bob go, I've got nothing to worry about. Bob is my friend, my very best friend. And Madison and I are in love.
If you want to deny your best friend stealing the love of your life, that's your business, not mine. As far as proving that I can trap you in the breaking point again, you just wait for tonight. Your little buddy Kodiak, not going to matter a damn bit. You will tap out to my breaking point tonight.
Lee. What are you doing? You're standing there worrying about Madison and Bob. Give me a break. You know, you're so worried about what little McLean has to say, but I would advise that you focus on something a little more important, and that is the fact that after tonight, I officially become the number one contender to your title, and I will be your opponent for our next pay-per-view. Now, you've been champion a long time. I'll give you credit for that. People have stood in your way, and you've been able to knock them down each and every time. You walk into the grinder with the belt, and you walk out of the grinder with the belt. Good for you. But Lee, make no mistake about it. You will face true greatness at our next pay-per-view. And I will beat you. What you need to realize is that I am the NDW, the new dynasty of wrestling, and I will be the next eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. So I would quit worrying about unproven curtain jerkers like McLean over here and concentrate on bigger threats like me.
Folks, it appears like Mike Morrison has had enough, and I hope he's not turning his back towards a snake like Matt McLean. Matt is sneaking up from behind Mike Morrison, but Morrison hits to the jaw of the crippler, sends Matt McLean into his own set, and oh my god, did you see the wooden pieces of that table crack into pieces? Leaving the ring with a huge grin on his face, Michael Morrison departs a broken up Matt McLean for the medics to sort out, and folks through the curtains and shaking his head. You know something? I think Lee Real actually enjoyed that. As the medical team retrieves and revives Matt McLean, helping him up to his feet from his back, Mr. Petit has just confirmed that Michael Morrison does not have a guaranteed title shot at our next iPay-per-view coming up in August 1st from Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, if Mike Morrison does not win tonight, if he does not win his three-way dance, Mr. Petit says that he's going to have to prove himself all over again before getting consideration for that number one spot. With a broken-up danger zone now removed from the ring, let's go to the squared circle for our opening introductions for our first of two title matches.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout will be for the WWA World Television Championship and will carry a 30-minute time limit. Coming down the aisle with a record of 2 wins and 0 losses, this is the Specialist, Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Okay, so we know ADB has a big ego and a great physique, but just like Kodiak back in his BACW days, who was once banned from WWA because of steroid use, I have to ask the obvious question. Is Arthur Dexter Bradley taking something to enhance his durability in the ring? Rumors are floating all around WWA, and the whispers are saying that Bradley was so impressive last week that something has to be up with this young and up-and-coming superstar. I can definitely say this for sure, that if there is any truth to this rumor, that Dexter Bradley is in fact juiced up, his entire world would come crashing down around him before it even starts to get built. Speaking of building a career, let's go to the ring for the introductions of our World Television Champion.
And his opponent, accompanied to the ring by his consultant, The Preacher. He demands no extra fanfare and no extra hype. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, this is Beastmaster Org Lambert!
You know, fans, Org Lambert still remains one of the most intriguing men in sports entertainment today. But I have to say something. Although Org Lambert has improved a great deal and claims to be reborn, you have to ask the question, why in the world does he continue to bring this more than faithful preacher down to the squared circle with him week in and week out? Org Lambert just dove into the ring, shedding his TV title. In the wake of this excitement, the referee now turns to call for the bell, and here we go! Bradley quickly closes in, looking for a double axe handle, but Orr beats him to the punch with a quick two-finger poke to the eye. Driving Lood into the midsection of the challenger, Orr unloads with a standstill double drop kick, and down goes Arthur Dexter Bradley, foot to the jaw style. Head over heels goes ADB, and measuring up the muscle man with a fingertip picture frame, the champion transitions across the bridge of his opponent's forehead with an awesome rolling knee. Not going for the cover, Lambert chooses to bring Bradley to his feet and pulls into an Irish whip. ADB reverse the hold across the logo and coming back on the rebound. Call 911 because Arthur Dexter Bradley just drove his knee right into the mouth of the champion, and Org Lambert is hurt bad. Lambert wobbles to his feet, dazed beyond belief, and pounding Org back down onto the canvas with Polish power. Do you see what I mean about the strength and power of Arthur Dexter Bradley? It's simply amazing in there. Stalking the champion, it's Bradley who's now in position to stomp away at the champion, and rotating Org to his feet, Arthur cranks Lambert up into a stall vertical suplex. Look at this guy. My God, he's got Orton upside down, and he's using only one hand. Right to the eyes of Bradley, but Arthur powers down into a backbreaker, and he's going for the win. Referee out of position. Hook of the leg in the cover and the count. One, two, kick out by the champion, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Folks, as this match goes on and Org Lambert begins to tire, I think it's very interesting, and you have to take note that Arthur Dexter Bradley won't seem to suffer from the ailments of fatigue. In fact, Bradley appears to actually be getting stronger as the bout continues. It's Bradley now who looks to flex his muscle, and there goes the champion once again, unwilling into the ropes. Setting up shop in the middle of the ring, ADB rotates into a killer power slam, and this might be all she wrote. One, two, no kick out by Org Lambert, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Arthur slams his fist into the logo, and he's telling the crowd that he's gonna break the champion's back with the aid of the turnbuckle. Org can do nothing about it, and as Bradley raises him off the canvas, here goes Org Lambert into the turnbuckle, and oh, the champion does a baseball slide under the bottom ropes, avoiding what was a sure impact, and fans, the preacher has now gotten up on the apron, and Arthur Dexter Bradley has him by the collar. Bradley is shaking the preacher left and right like a ragdoll, and dropping the Bible inside the ring. The referee is screaming at ADB to release the preacher. Org Lambert rolls back into the ring, from behind, and thumping that damn Bible into the back of the challenger's head. ADB falls flat on his back, and the referee didn't even see it. What's that Bible made out of? Concrete? My God, discarding it to the floor. The referee doesn't see that. What happened in the ring? The disheveled preacher's now smiling with an evil grin. Oh, not like this. One, two, no. Bradley kicks out, and I don't believe it, and the preacher is stunned as well. Orr gives a signal to the crowd that he's going for his crown of thorns pile driver, and if he hits this, Bradley can kiss his hopes goodbye of ever becoming the television champion. Follow uppercut by ADB, rocks Org Lambert in place, and driving through Org like he wasn't even there, Bradley just uncorked a killer clothesline, just took control back over the offensive assault in this match. Pulling Orgo off the canvas, it's Bradley who moves him into the corner. And oh, God! That no-hands headbutt had to hurt. You know what's coming next. Sure shot, Death Valley Driver, and this one's over. We got a new champion. One, two, three. No, my God, what's the referee doing? Fans, the man in stripes is now arguing with the preacher who has once again gotten up onto the apron, and Arthur Dexter Bradley is furious. It's Bradley now who gets up from the cover, and he is screaming at the referee. Uh-oh, it's Orton from behind with the roll-up. Oh, my God, foot through the legs. One, two, the preacher grabs the legs. Three, oh, I don't believe it. This one is over, and Arthur Dexter Bradley was just robbed of his chance of becoming the World Television Champion. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and still WEWA's World Television Champion, Beastmaster Wooglet.
Aw, you gotta be kidding me. What is he? Well, come on, Darius. You were just out here. I can only stand this guy in so many doses. It's like Spectre. Well, folks, out onto the entrance ramp walks Darius Coleman Parks with a live microphone in his hand. And obviously, Darius Parks is still looking for some action, both verbally and physically, because he's wearing his wrestling attire. He hasn't taken it off, folks. The guy hasn't left the building. Darius, go home. Nobody wants to hear from you anymore. My God, is this guy annoying.
That was an impressive win. Really, it was. You know, my brother was a three-time WEWA World Television Champion himself. And as you know, I'm going to accomplish everything that he has ever accomplished and so much more, but only a lot faster. In fact, I just left Mr. Petit's office and I proposed something to him, and he loved this idea so much that he told me to announce it right here, right now.
Well, folks, right here and right now, what could this big announcement be? I mean, Darius Coleman Parks just came into WEWA. I can't believe that Mr. Petit would promise this guy anything. Well, let's hear what he's got to say. I hope it's big, because this guy just pretty much stopped the whole show.
Mr. Petit granted me a shot at that WEWA World Television title that you have in your hands. In fact, it's going to happen next month at Superstars. You're going to be defending that title against me in a best out of three falls match.
Huh, two out of three falls, huh? I bet you Parks picked that because he's just afraid of being pinned. I mean, it gives him two more shots to win the title, for God's sakes, instead of one. That's not a big announcement. Come on!
But it's not going to be just any best out of three falls match, no. You see, my brother won his first world television title in the over-the-top rope battle royal. So in our first fall, we'll be facing one another in an over-the-top rope match, which means the first person to throw their opponent over the top rope will win the fall.
I can only hope to God that Org Lambert dumps Parks on his head so hard that we never have to hear from this jerk on WWE television ever again. Folks, Org Lambert is livid, but the preacher is telling him, now is not the time or the place, and I have to agree with the preacher because Parks might be baiting the TV champion into something he doesn't want to get himself into.
Well, my brother won his second world television title, Tax were involved.
Oh my God, not the Tax again. Well, if this continues after tonight, Mr. Petit might have to place another call to Staples or at least Home Depot.
So in the second fall, Tax are going to be allowed to be used. And since my brother won his third world television title in a regular match, if there's a need for a third fall, we'll be facing each other in an ordinary match.
You know, perhaps I'm being a jerk, but is it me or is this guy's voice just piercing through your ears like a dog whistle?
So for this next month, I suggest that you get ready, because next month at Superstars, I'm going to show you, my parents, and anyone that ever supported my brother that I should have been the one getting attention, not him. Next month, I'm going to show you what I showed Mike Johnson earlier tonight. That it truly is all about me, the real DCP.
Well, there goes Org Lambert from the ring with the preacher, and this is heating up, folks. Wow, what a show!